Hey everybody, this is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 293, Craig and I talk about energy, how to get more sustainable energy, and what you can do to maximize what you currently have. All in this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning into Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Craig and I are fashionably tardy, sorry, 4 or 5 minutes behind here, behind the time of 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We have a universal topic today. I mean, yeah. It affects everybody. More energy, right?
That's what most everybody wants.
You know, what we've discovered from a clinical perspective is, hi, thanks for joining us, is that energy, like a lot of performance markers for our bodies, is a byproduct of our health, right? Mm-hmm. So low energy, low health, okay? And so we have to pay attention again to all the basics that contribute to our body's ability to stay in optimum performance. Energy is a great indicator. In fact, hey, Shayla, thanks for joining us.
That's Shayla, great.
Hi, Shayla.
So one of the many questions that we ask clients all the time is how do they feel their energy is from, you know, 10 down, 10 being awesome, 1 being lousy. How would you rate your energy? It's one of those really strong indicators that that we have to pay attention to. And most people that we talk to would like to have more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we ask at every single office visit.
Yep.
How would you rate your energy? Yeah. You know, and also in that, we ask about their sleep.
Sure.
Because they go a lot hand in hand.
Yeah. In fact, you and I today were kind of putting together some notes from January and February. Now that we're in March, we were looking at some of the past Wellness Wednesday Facebook Lives and audios that we did for Total Wellness Radio. I don't know if you're a subscriber. I'll make sure and turn this up because some people say the audio is a little bit, so we make sure we keep our audio up. But we looked at January, and January, 3 of the 4 topics that we talked about, one was cleanses. We talked about a keto diet, changing the quality of fuel for the body to give it a better opportunity to perform. And we talked about thyroid mm-hmm. stress. Thyroid stress is you. Hey, hello, how you doing? Pablo, thanks for joining us. So thyroid stress is huge. And we live in a part of the world where that particular endocrine system organ seems to come on display a lot.
Well, that's because we live in what they call the goiter belt. And that means that we have mountains on each side of us in this big swath of the country that doesn't get the iodine naturally in the air that you would get from the coasts.
Well, you get land and you get sea vegetable influence, so it's not in the air. It's bladderwrack, it's seaweed, it's different, you know, fish. You know, the food sources are what actually have you know, the iodine in it. So we live in really what's called a goiter belt.
Mm-hmm.
We live in an area of the world that's just not something that's normally found in our daily diets.
It's not readily available.
Yeah. So, and that was January. February, we talked about heart health, antibiotics, and GMOs. So any of those things can be listed or linked to people who are concerned about having faulty energy. So we're going to dive into a few of these things specifically. How to have more, what tends to zap it. This is kind of an interesting photo. Some of you maybe have never seen this. I'm going to share it with you today. This is called Carillion photography. Okay, I'm just going to hold that right there for a second. Carillion photography. What most people don't realize is that everything, whether it's an organic substance or an inorganic substance, everything has an energy frequency or a code.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what makes kinesiology work so well as an assessment tool.
Yep.
If you take your hand and you flex it, you kind of flex the palm, get it really tight through the palm area, the tissue, and then slowly bring that towards your face, slowly, you'll hit a spot right there slowly, about a half an inch, where you'll feel warmth coming off the palm of your own hand.
That's energy coming off of your hand.
That's energy. And so whether it's a key, set of keys, or, hey, there's a good one for energy, superfood, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be an energetic code that Carillion photography can actually capture. And when one comes in contact with the other, it either brings it down or it amplifies it up. It supports it, one or the other, okay? That's why people who eat fruits and vegetables tend to do better and perform better, have less problems than people who constantly eat, donuts, bread, and soda pop all the time, right?
Potato chips,
okay? We perform better based on the energy that we give the body, right? Energy is a byproduct of good energy. That's a good line, right?
Yep.
Energy is a byproduct.
If you're eating good energetic foods,
yep,
then you're going to get the benefits of those foods. If you're eating stuff that's not very healthy, your energy levels. I don't know if any of you have ever recognized it. You know, you sit and you have a big meal and it's got all this different stuff in it and there's breads and stuff. You eat that and then you go back to work, you have it for lunch, and you go back to work and, you know, an hour later you're just, you know, you're dropping off. It's because your body is using all your energy to digest that stuff.
Yep.
You know, to where if you have kind of a light meal with a salad and maybe some kind of meat or something, you find that you have more energy in the afternoon than being tired. At least that's the way things have gone for me. I've noticed a big change in being able to stay awake better.
Yeah.
Because I used to get sleepy all the time in the afternoon.
Yep.
You can ask him. He's seen it.
Fall asleep in my staff meetings. Oh, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. And I don't do that anymore.
Nope. Because we have a super soaker that we cake to staff meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Top five. There used to be five stressors that we used to talk about with people. I'm going to introduce you to the top seven stressors. We're kind of trying to adjust this. I'm trying to get better communication down in terms of understanding that when we have these stressors taking place in the body, that one of the main things that's going to zap is our energy. Okay. And Craig kind of touched on it. I'm going to go into and reiterate it. Number one is food. If you're consuming foods that your body has a hard time tolerating
or digesting,
yep, you're going to have a lack of energy, an energy production shortage. Okay.
Yep.
It takes good energy to make energy. And so people that tend to wake up in the mornings with like sinus drainage, congestion, phlegm on a consistent basis, this is an indication, strong indication, this person's consuming something their body wishes they wouldn't. Please stop that, okay? It's going to have a direct impact on your energy. What's the second one?
The second one is immune system.
Immune system. So what can we have a weakness for?
Well, any form of immune challenge, viruses, mm-hmm. bacterias, parasites, yeasts,
yep.
funguses,
mm-hmm.
those things can all affect us because they zap our energy.
A weak immune system is based on several factors, but when you have a chronic, recurrent, non-resolving bacterial or sinus infections and skin infections and or gut mm-hmm. problems, it's based on bacteria of some kind, we're definitely dealing with, and we need to pay attention to, a faulty immune system. So there's things that we can use, things that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Plus, those immune challenges also put stress on the body, and especially the adrenal glands, folks.
Yeah. You'll know if you have adrenal gland problem. Middle back will kind of just ache.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of low-grade ache in the middle upper back area tends to be problematic for a lot of people. Lousy sleep patterns, kind of a short fuse, moody approach or, I guess, response to the world. That can be an mm-hmm. indicator of the
Absolutely.
Adrenals. Yeah, and if you already know you have thyroid stress, the adrenals are stressed. Here's something I want to make sure and mention. People that come to the clinic, and we see it all the time, Craig and I, Tammy, the rest of the crew, we see it all the time. They'll say, oh, I have Hashimoto's, I have a thyroid problem. Or I have high blood pressure, I have a heart problem. What you really have is an endocrine system problem. That's why January and February and on into March, because of the topics that we're going to cover, there's not one topic throughout the entire year of 2021 mapped out for Wednesdays on the board, on the wall, just behind the camera here, that isn't going to have an impact on this topic.
Yep.
So that's why it's so important to pay attention to these things. So immune system is the second one. Third one is metal toxicity.
Metal toxicities and chemical.
So three and four.
Yeah.
Three and four. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yes.
One of the things that we have in our office, and I'll share this with you as well, if we can get a shot of that. And I don't know if that appears good for you guys or not. But these are common sources listed for different metals and chemicals. So it's like formaldehyde in building materials, carpets. Did you know there's a NutraSweet? There's formaldehyde in NutraSweet? Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Mercury. We know about dental fillings, but what about mercury vapor lamps? Certain seafoods, mm-hmm. polluted water, skin lightening creams. These creams that tend to affect the skin. Vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Thermosil. Right? Yep. And the vaccinations. And that's not the worst thing that's in vaccinations. There's a lot of other really bad biochemical properties mm-hmm. that have been modified and harvested that are put in those things that will, if it doesn't violate your health, it'll certainly violate your convictions about what's mm-hmm. what's good to put in your body. Chlorine. Drinking water in swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
Chlorine is one of those things. Blocks the receptor sites in the... in the thyroid for iodine, yeah.
Showers.
Go ahead, tell them.
A 10-minute shower, you will absorb more chlorine than by drinking 8 glasses of water a day of the same water.
Yeah.
The difference is the heat from your shower opens the pores
yep.
and allows the chlorine to get in it. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are fortunate. They live in places where they have wells and they don't have to deal with that as much. But the people in cities, especially, their water has been chlorinated.
Yep.
So that's something you want to look at maybe getting a filter or something for.
Electric stress.
Yep.
We check electric stress on folks all the time. We used to check with a hairdryer mm-hmm. before cell phones. Before everyone was carrying one of these in their pocket, okay? We used to take a hairdryer, plug it in, turn it on, put it next to the body, and see if neurologically that would create a weakness in the yep. integrity of a muscle, of an intact muscle group. Now we can just take the cell phones, turn them on, stick them on the body, and see if there's any kind of a shift or a yep. weakness that occurs in the integrity of the muscle. And we have them wear these little multipolar magnets. In fact, if memory serves me, just... the 24th of February, last yeah. Wednesday.
Yep, we did.
We did electric stress on the Facebook channel
yep.
As part of our Wellness Wednesday.
And it's something that you want to look at if you haven't seen it, because yep. it'll give you a lot of information of how that will affect your energy levels.
Yep. Topical scars in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Huge weakness for the nervous system, which again, a byproduct of low energy, right? The nervous system just can't quite perform. I can't tell you how many moms have told Craig and I over the years
mm-hmm.
that, you know what? I just haven't had the same energy and vitality since my last baby was born.
Yep.
And we asked them, well, was that a C-section or a natural delivery? Oh, natural delivery. Okay. Was there an episiotomy or a perineal tear involved? Oh, yeah, I had 2 or 3 stitches. Check the scars.
Mm-hmm.
Find out in a non-invasive way, check the scars right on the body, find out that just a little bit of wheat germ oil and some light therapy for 6-8 weeks can make all the difference in the world. So scar tissue on the human body is one of these big stress factors mm-hmm. that will ripple through. It'll weaken the nervous system, it weakens the immune system, weakens the endocrine system, weakens digestion, and it just makes you weak. It really zaps the energy. So
huge stress.
Yeah. People with a lot of tattoos, a lot of piercings, things of this nature can be very susceptible to these neurological stressors, which will wipe out their energy. So scars have to be paid attention to. What's the last one we got there, Craig?
Last but not least is sensitivities to environmental or foods.
Yep. So in kinesiology, what we're actually evaluating is nerve endings to determine stress patterns If the nerve pathway is not showing signs of stress, then an intact muscle remains intact. Yep. That's really quite simple. If there is stress along that pathway, that intact muscle will show a shift or a weakness within one or 2 seconds. And interestingly enough, palm of the hand right in this area, right there, well, that's the touch point for checking for sensitivities. Yes. In fact, when we design nutritional therapy programs for chronic illness cases, we actually check for digestion. We make sure they can respond to it properly. It doesn't overwhelm them. And we're always checking this to make sure that we're not using something that they might be intolerant to. It could be a coating on a tablet or
sensitivity.
They could have a sensitivity to it. So these are the top 7 things that we want to check for and make certain that the person doesn't have a problem with these things, that there produces a problem on the nervous system and, again, zaps their energy. So I'm going to go into about four different nutrients that you need to consider when it comes to boosting your energy, okay? We're going to bounce down to the last 4 on the page.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you take a couple and I'll take a couple.
Okay, superfood.
Superfood.
Number one on the list.
This is number one on the list.
And that's because it's loaded with things that help to give you energy as well as feed organs and systems in the body.
You know, one of the things we talk a lot about is cleansing and nourishing the body, but we send in firemen and carpenters. There's no greater fireman or carpenter brigade on the planet, really, than superfood, because it's packed with B-complex nutrients. It's about 70% super bioavailable plant proteins, has essential fatty acids, has trace minerals, packed with digestive support. I can't tell you how many times people say they start it, and it takes a little while to get used to the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Johnny, thanks for joining us. Takes a little while to get used to the flavor. 3 or 4 weeks, maybe.
Yes, it does.
Palate will shift, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you're...
And you experiment with mixing things.
Yeah, we got recipe. I mean, there's the Dan recipe, the Craig recipe. Everyone likes Craig's recipe because it tastes better. Mine's more green and spicy. His is fruity and sweet.
That's how Craig is. That's just it.
Though it's got the B-complex. Sometimes you can just get a good B-complex and supplement that. If you find one at a health food store, make sure it's like a sublingual. Or if you can get a hold of the standard process from us, they carry a good, really good food source, bioavailable B-complex. Make a huge difference. Anybody that's having tingling in their hands and feet, subtle tingling in their hands or feet, B-complex.
It's a B-complex. Superfood.
Yep. For this iodine deficient folks, inland, we touched on that for the thyroid, but iodine is also one of the key nutrients that when it's in a sweet spot in the nervous system or in the blood chemistry, you avoid several different known forms of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Between the vitamin D and iodine levels being in the sweet spot. Now, that's not my information. That is actually well documented scientifically by ZRT Laboratories, Beaverton, Oregon. The PhD in biochemistry and nutrition there has basically proven scientifically that those two markers in the sweet spot, which is higher than what modern medicine says that should be, in that sweet spot, you can avoid as much as 80% of known cancers. And oh, by the way, have amazing energy.
Yeah, and it does protect you from radiation too.
Yep. For those of you who maybe had a lot of x-rays or been exposed to those things in the environment, maybe
you
work.
Or having your phone in your ear all day.
Having your phone in your ear all day, which I don't do anymore. Craig says that because he thinks I do, but I don't.
No.
Cardiovascular. Let's finish. We'll finish with this one. Cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
CoQ10. It's a very potent enzyme, primarily conjugates in the heart muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of times over history, there's been proof that people who suffer from cardiac arrest, cardiac stress, stroke, heart attack, when they studied the tissue of the heart muscle, they found a severe deficiency in CoQ10. CoQ10, one to two a day, man, can make a huge difference in your energy production, energy output, right, and energy and sustainable energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those of you who may have had already some cardiovascular incidents, maybe it runs in your family and you're concerned about it from that angle. We typically don't get concerned about the familial involvement with that, because we also know that you inherited your dietary and lifestyle patterns mm-hmm. from your family. So let's address those first. And if there is a genetic weakness, you tend to not bring it on display as easily by having a good diet, lifestyle, and stress habits in place. You said something earlier today, too, about what you don't use, you lose.
Yes.
About movement.
Mm-hmm.
You, share that with everybody.
You want to, a couple of things that I've learned is when I'm being lazy, my energy is not near what it is. When I get up in the morning and I start doing something right away, maybe do a little walk, go for a walk, or, you know, that's one of the reasons why I've continued to be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Because that
keeps him busy.
Working, it keeps me busy and it keeps my energy levels up.
Yep.
It's important. Another thing that really helps you is when you first wake up in the morning, when the alarm clock goes off, get up.
Yeah, get moving.
Don't hit the snooze button a bunch of times. Believe it or not, that has a tendency to slow down your metabolism mm-hmm. to where your energy levels aren't as good.
Yep.
There's one other thing that I really think is important.
Oh, whatever.
Chronic pain will zap your energy because it puts so much
true.
Stress
yeah.
on your adrenal glands. For you yeah. folks out there that have chronic pain, get with somebody
yeah.
and find out what's causing it. Learn a little bit about the nightshades.
Yep.
Foods and try yep. to avoid those.
Avoid tomatoes, potatoes, yams.
Yeah.
Yep.
And try to figure out what's causing your chronic pain and try to get it to where it alleviates it a bit, and
yep.
you'll notice your energy levels coming up.
Yep. Great advice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, that's gonna do it for us on this Wednesday Wellness with Country Doctor Nutritional Center. Next week, on the 10th, we will be discussing kidney health. And kidney protocols. What do they do?
That'll zap your energy too.
What are some of the signs and symptoms of kidney stress or fatigue?
Mm-hmm.
And really do go to the website, countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. Go to the free downloads. Check out the calendar of cleanses, the information mm-hmm. that's all, there's tons of downloads, literally 50 pages of quality downloads in their recipes, smoothie recipes, phase one food programs, recipes that taste great. And a way to plug into the calendar of cleanses and the things that you should be doing on a regular basis to maintain optimum health and energy.
Absolutely.
Okay, this episode will also be on Total Wellness Radio later on today. Please join and subscribe on your favorite podcast station, iTunes or Podbean or Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And just type in Total Wellness Radio. You see our logo on there. And this will be episode 293.
Wow.
We're almost to 300 episodes on the podcast, sharing quality information with people. This is our fourth season on Total Wellness Radio, so we're excited about that. So you folks have a wonderful and blessed day. Craig, any last comments?
Just enjoy life and try to get more energy.
There you go. Take care, folks. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day and tuning into this episode. In upcoming episodes, you might hear your voice on there. That's right. We're always looking for folks in the natural healing arts to join us on Total Wellness Radio. Just reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's my direct cell number. Just send me a text message if you want to be featured on Total Wellness Radio. It's that simple. Again, the number is 307-631-5300. Reach out. Let's get you on Total Wellness Radio.